Nobody's going to help me. At least no one has until now. So I have to make it on my own. I have to get stronger, like a stray crow. That's why I gave myself the name Kafka. That's what Kafka means in Czech, you know. Crow.
Hmm,
she says, mildly impressed. So you're Crow. That's right, I say. That's right, the boy named Crow says. There must be a limit to that kind of lifestyle, though, she says. You can't use that strength as a protective wall around you. There's always going to be something stronger that can overcome your fortress, at least in theory. Strength itself becomes your morality. Miss Saiki smiles. You catch on quickly. The strength I'm looking for isn't the kind where you win or lose. I'm not after a wall that'll repel power coming from outside. What I want is the kind of strength to be able to absorb that outside power, to stand up to it. The strength to quietly endure things. Unfairness, misfortune, sadness, mistakes, misunderstandings. That's got to be the most difficult strength of all to make your own. I know. Her smile deepens 1 degree. You seem to know everything. I shake my head. That's not true. I'm only 15, and there are plenty of things I don't know. I should know them, but I don't. I don't know anything about you, for one thing. She picks up the coffee cup and takes a sip. There's nothing that you have to know, nothing inside me you need to know. Do you remember my theory? Of course, she says. But that's your theory, not mine. So I have no responsibility for it, right? Exactly. The person who proposes the theory is the one who has to prove it, I say. Which leads me to a question. About? You told me you'd published a book about people who'd been struck by lightning. That's right. Is it still available? She shakes her head. They didn't print that many copies to begin with. It went out of print a long time ago, and I imagine any leftover copies were destroyed. I don't even have a copy myself. As I said before, nobody was interested. Why were you interested in that subject? I'm not sure. I guess there was something symbolic about it. Or maybe I just wanted to keep myself busy, so I set a goal that kept me running around and my mind occupied. I can't recall now what the original motivation was. I came up with the idea and just started researching it. I was a writer then, with no money worries and plenty of free time, so I could more or less take on whatever sparked my interest. Once I got into it, though, the subject itself was fascinating, meeting all kinds of people, hearing all kinds of stories. If it wasn't for that project, I probably would have withdrawn even further from reality and ended up completely isolated. When my father was young, he worked as a caddy on a golf course and was hit by lightning. He was lucky to survive. The man he was with died. A lot of people are killed by lightning on golf courses. Big, wide-open spaces, with almost nowhere to take shelter, and lightning loves golf clubs. Was your father also named Tamura? Yes, and I think he was about your age. She shakes her head. I don't remember anybody named Tamura. I didn't interview anybody by that name. I don't say anything.